Welcome to the Gashly Crumb Tinies. You're tuned into the only alphabetic radio show on CKUW 95.9 FM. Join me every Sunday from 9 to 10 p.m. as I work my way from A to Z, playing songs from artists whose names start with the letter of the week. It's an hour of Abecedarian power right here on the Gashly Crumb Tinies. That was Epic Problem by Fugazi, and you're listening to the Gashly Crumb Tinies on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name is Daniel, and that song was called Epic Problem, and I don't want to say that we have an epic problem, but we have a little bit of a problem right now. If you're listening at this very moment to CKW, it's probably because you're listening online. Our transmitting tower, our connection to the transmitter, I should say, is currently down, and so we're only broadcasting live online, but we're hoping to get that worked out and fixed tomorrow. No guarantees, but fingers are crossed. I kind of want to pick that song for a silly reason. I wouldn't say that we have an epic problem in a different sense, but we've got a situation here at CKW, and it's not even, I wouldn't call it a situation. It's an event. It's a fortnight of fundraising. It's Fund Drive right now, and if you've been listening to CKW for the last few days, you're probably already well aware of this. It's our annual fundraising pledge drive where we basically want people to help give a little bit of money to donate so that they can keep this radio station running in the beautiful way that it does. We're trying to raise $60,000. It's about a quarter of our operating budget, and no donation is too small, but we have certain incentive levels designed to just show our thanks for your donations. And yeah, it's an exciting time of year. I know I love looking forward to some of the programming, specifically for programs that have been around for a while that do like amateur hour with the karaoke extravaganza and whatnot. But I'll get into some of those details a little bit later. It's going to try a little bit of a different format today in the show, just because it's only me on the mics. So I've got some music underneath me. This is more of Fugazi called, and the song called The Kill. And yeah, just just excited to be here. I don't know how long you've been listening to this program or to this radio station, but I myself have been here for about 9.5 years. This is my 10th fun drive, and it always feels as fresh and exciting as the last time, as the first time, I should say. And we appreciate you tuning in. As I was saying before, for people who want to show their support, because I know when you're listening right now, you believe in a station like this for so many reasons. One of my favorite incentive levels or pledge levels is the $75 level. And essentially, at that level, you get a Fun Drive t-shirt and a card. Now, this year's t-shirt was designed by Cato Cormier. It's, I believe, on a light black t-shirt from the mock-ups I've seen. And it's an image of people or figures dancing. They look a little bit cartoonish, but it's just this big, playful design. And I can't wait to get my hands on a copy. I've already donated to the station. I've already pledged my money, and I know you can too, by calling right now. Call 204-774-6877. That's 204-SPIN-UPS, if you've got that kind of phone set up. And if you're a little phone shy, you can reach out to us at fundrive.ckuw.ca. And there's plenty of steps you can fall through there. Getting your pledge in, donating right away. You can do things with a layaway program or whatnot. We'll get into those details later. I don't want to bog you down with too many details. But yeah, just getting a little ahead of myself here. Just excited to be on the radio again. Sorry, it's very distracting with music in the background. I gotta say, this is a song called The Kill off of Fugazi's final album, The Argument. And I thought I heard rumors recently saying that they may be rehearsing, but please do not quote me on that. It's been long enough for reason for them to have pursued their own creative projects outside of Fugazi. And this was out in 2001, so it's been a long time, but it's as refreshing as ever to return to. And I want to play a song after this that's a lot newer. That's by a band from Dublin called Fontaines DC. And they put out the song called Televised Mind a few years ago. I think it was on their album A Hero's Death. Yeah, came out in 2020. It's a hell of a song. We talk more about the content in the song and how that can maybe flow into sort of an argument for why you should donate to CKW. But before we even get to that point, we'd love to hear from you. If you're listening live, if you're listening even in the future to an archive recording of the show, please call the station at 204-774-6877 or visit us online at ckuw.ca/donate and check out all the pledge levels, all the incentives, and all the good reasons to keep a station like this alive. But up next, though, this song moves me. I know it'll move you too. It's called Televised Mind by Fontaines DC. And there's a video out for it. It looks kind of like the main singer is trying to channel Ian Curtis doing an impression of Liam Gallagher, at least as someone else has described it, and I kind of like that description. But let's let it roll. Here's Televised Mind. ¶¶
terrified mind. That's a terrified mind. That's a terrified mind. That's a terrified mind. That's a terrified mind. Swipe your thoughts from Broadway. Certain ideas to cabaret. What are dreams of yesterday? Far behind. Are your laughter pissed away? Are your sadness pissed away? Now you don't care what they say. Nor do I. That's a televised mind. 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 That's a televised mind.
Okay, that's hot. That's hot. That's a hell of a song. That was Televised Mind by Fontaines D.C. If you're just tuning in, this is the Gash the Crumb Tinies, and this is our F episode. And in a remarkable, unplanned fashion, this F episode lines up with Fun Drive. It has, excuse me, for the last, 10 years, it's lined up that way. Has it been 10 years? Yeah, I think this is my 10th Fun Drive. And that's just how the alphabet works. I mean, we set up this fundraising week-long or two-week-long period in early February. It just seems to be the best time of year to get people's attention and to tug at their heartstrings and remind them why they love community radio so much. And not just in a supportive way in terms of talking about it and showing it off, but putting your money where your mouth is and donating. Now, playing a song underneath called 1-800-LOVE by Floor Cry, who's a local musician who's been doing quite well for herself. I love the name of that song, the 1-800-LOVE, because while that isn't a real phone number, what is a real phone number is 204-774-6877. Ted just got back from the bathroom, and he's ready to man the phone, so please, let's get those phones ringing. It'd be really nice to hear from you, because I know you're listening right now. And I know you want to reach out, make a connection. I don't want to call it a love connection, but I'm sure you love CKW because you're listening to the station in the first place. Now I want to go back to a little bit of the the topic of that last song. If I could distort its interpretation a little bit, the song's called "Televised Mind," and well, as you may know, tonight is a big television night, so to speak. Super Bowl Sunday, if you pay attention to that sort of thing. Now, if we could juxtapose the two, like CKW radio station and the Super Bowl, I kind of want to make some comparisons here and to highlight why I love CKW. I wouldn't say we're the anti-Super Bowl, because it's not quite the same thing at all, but one of my favorite things about CKW is that there are no ads. There's no advertising. And when you think about something like the Super Bowl, how much of a focus is given to that monetarily, but just attention-wise, to advertising? Like, I've always been baffled by the figures that are shared saying that, like, it costs an average of $8 million US for a 30-second spot during the Super Bowl. Like, that's an obscene amount of money to spend on advertising. Just to get people's attention, and that doesn't even account for, like, whoever they paid to do it, to produce it, and whatnot. Just think of all the other things you could do with that money if it wasn't just poured into a big corporate event. And I love that CKW exists as the flip side to that. You know, as we do have our shows about sports, and I'm not trying to make any comparisons there, but just the focus on ads. Like, it is such a beautiful thing that I don't want anyone to take for granted, that we don't have to run ads on this station. It's just pure, unadulterated content, straight from the volunteers and a few staff members to your ears. And to keep something like that alive, it doesn't cost $8 million. It costs about $240,000. Some of that comes from student levies, some of it comes from other grants and whatnot. But the goal we're focusing on right now, as I've already iterated earlier in the show, is $60,000. And it's an entirely attainable goal. And I know you want to support us, and you want to speak out in a monetary way that says, yeah, I love that there's no ads in CKW. And what you're going to do right now is call 204-774-6877. Talk to Ted. Help take down your details and get some donations flowing. Now, right now the station's total is sitting at $6,547. That's more than a tenth of our goal, and it's only been 2 days of fun drive, not even a full 48 hours. And we did that even without a full day-to-day of FM broadcasting. So hopefully we figure that out tomorrow. But all that to say, I'm pretty proud of what the station's done so far, and we've got 12-ish days left to go in this fun drive. I mean, if we get it done, we get 60,000 before the 14 days are up, that'd be even more beautiful. But the only way we could do that is with you calling right now, 204-774-6877. Love to hear you. Love to hear you call. And if you're phone shy, as I mentioned earlier, I know that I feel that too, you know? I'm not that young, 34. Still don't love being on the phone for some reason. Don't know why that is. But there are other means of communicating and expressing your love for the station, like visiting ckuw.ca/donate and going through the various options. I know I talked earlier about the $75 option, where you get a Fun Drive t-shirt and a card. Now, I know I've talked to people in the past saying, like, I love the shirts and, like, I love the design, wearing around town, like, without words or without specifically saying so, showing my love for the station with a t-shirt. But is it a $75 t-shirt? And no, it's not. It's $75 is a pledge to the station to show how much you appreciate us and you want us to keep existing in the current way that we exist. And then our thank you in return is putting a shirt on your back. And a friend's card, of course. But yeah, just aligning that it's these incentives exist as thank yous from the station, because we deeply appreciate it. All of us volunteers and the staff, we're so thankful for your donations. But yeah, we'd love to get that total up a little higher. On my show, my goal is $850. I think we almost reached that last year, and I think we're going to blast past that this year. It's at $125 for the show so far. A little selfishly, that's my donation. But still lots of room to add to that total. Now, I'm going to back this up. I really, really, really love this song. It's by a group called Flight, and Madison Cunningham is guesting on vocals. This is a live recording And it's this kind of thing that makes me love having a radio station, is being able to share little gems, little nuggets of music that I've sort of stumbled across over time. So let's just enjoy this beautiful tune called Perfect Dark. We'll be right back with lots more to talk about Fun Drive and lots more beautiful music. So stay tuned to the Gashcom Tinies. Here's Perfect Dark by Flight and Madison Cunningham.
Red door back from more down the stairs she wanders. She sells dizzy spells enough to put me under. Eyes almost closing, time's almost up. By the low moon bedroom making shadows. In a blackout I'm trapped now, nothing else matters. When I'm moving through a perfect
What a song. Hearing that kind of music just sort of brings me back to when I was a lot younger and sort of discovering, for myself, music from all ages, but specifically hanging out in my parents' basement and, like, I don't know, cobbling together connections to use my dad's old stereo equipment and blow the dust off his turntable and be like, oh, what's Simon and Garfunkel? You know, like, exposing myself to the music that I hadn't necessarily been exposed to as the oldest sibling was, like, not a ton of friends, but a love for music. And, like, just sitting in the dark listening to acoustic music and being blown away by harmonies and being like, I love this. I want to make music that sounds like this and completely different. But then even letting that grow to a point where it's like, I want to share this music. I want other people to hear it. And eventually that leading to wanting to have a radio show. And I love that CKW exists as a place where people like me can do something like that, where we can bring our little silly dreams of listening to music in the basement and saying, I think more people need to hear this. And now I'm not saying that Simon and Garfunkel is some sort of underground, ooh, I've never heard of this, but like beyond that, sort of extrapolating off of what about music makes you excited to live, to share art, and enough that it brings you to want to have a radio program where you can be a host and talk about the music you love listening to. I love that CKW is a place where people like me can do stuff like that. And I love that it also exists as a place that can be home to the music, the art, and the creative content from so many local artists who live here, who have lived here, and who decide to stay here to create community in this place. Like Fontaine, playing some of their music right now. This is a song called Nature Song for the Time Being. I feel a little bad talking over it, but there's only so much time in in an hour radio slot, so I want to fit in a lot. But I just want to heap some love on that group of artists too, all related to Fontaine, like Field Guide, I'm going to play a song by up next. There's Boy Golden. There's Roman Clark, Slow Spirit. I'm not naming everybody, I can't think of all their names, but just I love that growing web of community when you think of one artist and who they play with or who they're friends with and who they support and speak out about and say, hey, listen to this person's music, engage in this person's art. I love how that just grows and grows, and it's not hard to imagine, and it's not hard to envision that web growing and being like, wow, it sort of touches a lot of people across this city and beyond this city, but most importantly, in this city. And that's kind of what I want to focus on, because CKW is a platform for those artists to get their music out. And I love that we can do that. We can focus on playing music by local bands. Because every band, every big band in the world, every famous, successful act, whatever you want to call it, had to start as a local act. And it's so much harder to do that without a platform, without a place to exist, like a campus radio station. And the way we operate is based on a lot of volunteer energy and some dedicated staff and with your donations. So calling right now, calling 204-774-6877 will ensure that a radio station like CKUW, well, I mean, that it will ensure that this actual station can keep existing. We don't have to bow down to any sort of corporate control and advertising necessities, anything getting in the way between us and the music we love. Except maybe for my voice right now talking over this gorgeous, gorgeous song. Yes, it's beautiful music, and we'd love to hear more of it. So yeah, give us a call, 204-774-6877, or check out our website, ckuw.ca/donate. Appreciate you, and appreciate what you're allowing us to do here. Now, I love that, like, through this show, I've had interactions with artists whose music I've played and never did it for the connections. It's not like this is some grand networking situation. It's more just being able to show your love for someone's art and letting them know that is a deeply validating feeling, hopefully not just for me, but for the artists themselves. And on this show, we used to have a habit on Facebook, when we actually used Facebook, to share our playlist every week. And we tagged the artists and had some really fun interactions through that, because it's really hard sometimes to make radio visual, because obviously it's not a visual form. But making those connections and saying, like, hey, come back to CKW, like, make that connection outside of the radio and bring it all the way back to the radio is a special feeling. Like, I remember in the past I tagged Haley Hendricks, and her dad liked the post and said, like, thanks for playing their song. I'm like, that's such a nice feeling. Or even, like, Bad Waitress. There's a band from Toronto. They're a punk band that recently opened for Jack White. But a couple years ago, they were sleeping on my floor, touring and playing a show at the Burt that was not very well attended, but that's not their fault. They were sort of announced, like, less than a week in advance. But all that to say, it's like, I love the ability that CKW affords people like me, volunteers like me, to have these connections. And it's not just about me. I know I'm talking about some really personal connections, but I know I'm not the only one who's had these kinds of connections, whether we've had artists on the station to do interviews or live performances like you will probably hear over the next 12 days. I'm just so proud of this place that we've grown and that we want to keep growing. And the only way we can keep growing is with your help. So please call right now, 204-774-6877. And put your money where your mouth is, as they say. And make a donation. We'd love to have your pledge to keep radio alive, to keep this local connection spirit alive, and to keep hearing music like Fontaine. There's a song called This Mess off of their EP, Euro Lover. I can't wait to hear more from Fontaine. Although I know they were just playing on Friday at a gig at Granite Curling Club with, I can't remember the other act. But I love that we have, you know, places where we can play music like that. Like, I don't want to take Granite Curling Club for granted, but honestly, I love where things can pop up and how when people believe in each other and believe in getting art out there, that we can make things happen. Shows like that or radio stations like that. I think Field Guide was playing there too, and that's a perfect segue into this song, which we're going to stop and listen to. It's called Fair Bit of Time. It blows my mind. I'm trying to learn it. It's a little harder than I thought, but it's a deeply mature and wonderful little tune, and we'll be right back after this with more F songs.
Something has changed, I swear. It's time that I face it. Don't like to say out loud, I'm getting older. Over and over. Yeah, but I'm fine. I guess I still got a fair bit of time. Just me and you. I hope that you know you belong in this place I brought you. A love that's so fine. And I guess we still have a fair bit of time. Somehow I always know whatever time I got left. Gonna give you every moment, every breath. Somehow I know it to be true. It's never time wasted, the time I spend. And I guess we still got a fair bit of time. Yeah, we're all right. And I guess we still got a fair bit of time.
The trippy little outro there on that song. That was Fair Bit of Time by Field Guide. You're listening to a little more Canadian music right now. This is Fanshawe with a song called Dark Eyes Underneath. They're from, well, I don't know if they're from Vancouver, but they're on a Vancouver label called Mint Records that I'm deeply fond of. All their interesting releases over the years with like Cub and Faith Healer, or even played earlier on the show. God, I love Mint Records. One time I ordered some CDs from them and they sent me like a bumper sticker and a patch and a bunch of stickers. And that was one of the most charming experiences I've ever had with a record label. Now, before we get into any more musical discussion or talk about Fun Drive, I'm going to give you the weather because we're in the middle of the hour right now, essentially. It's 9:35 p.m. and it's cold. Yeah, we're broadcasting live from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. This is CKUW 95.9 FM at the University of Winnipeg. My name's Daniel. This program is called The Gashly Crumb Tinies, and we usually go through the alphabet and play songs by artists who start with the letter of the week. Wow, I've said that so many times, I almost didn't even say it. But we do like to give you the weather in the middle of the hour, just so you know what's coming up ahead, if you haven't looked at your apps lately. It's minus 16 degrees outside. That's Celsius, of course. It feels like minus 21. It's going down to minus 22 overnight with a 30% chance of flurries. Damn it. Monday, I have minus 17. Continuing chance of flurries going down to minus 29 overnight. Tuesday's going to be high of minus 22 and sunny. Okay, so there's some sun. Going down to minus 28 overnight and a similar sort of vibe, if you will, throughout the rest of the week. Not exactly island vibes, but sunny and cold. Minus 18 is a high on Wednesday, minus 32 overnight. That's probably the coldest it's going to get. And Thursday, minus 22, minus 28 overnight. Minus 21 is the high on Friday, going on minus 28 in the evening. And then Saturday, a not-so-balmy minus 20 high. Perfect weather to start Festival de Voyageur, I would say. It's keeping it cold, trying to imagine what those voyaging folks had to deal with back in the day, running the fur trade and whatnot. Wildcats. Yeah, that's a hard time to have survived. I'm not going to get into that. I want to talk about Festival de Voyageur, though, as a festival and a lovely time where we can celebrate that, hey, there are Franco-Manitobans here. There are people who speak a very specific type of French in this province, and it's lovely to be at a festival where we can celebrate in numerous languages, more than just French and English. Sometimes there's a bit of Chiac, there's a bit of Spanish, and maybe some other languages I haven't anticipated yet. Yeah, but I love that with a festival like that, everyone gets a voice. There's lots that we forget about when we're constantly surrounded by one language or one type of culture or type of art, or especially online. With all these platforms that we used to depend on a lot online, at least people my age, and I don't know, beyond obviously, but just like watching Meta and X sort of slowly die and starting to feel so apart from the values of the people who run it. I love that on the flip side, there is a place like CKW where I know that the people who run this place, the people who operate it day to day, hour to hour, minute to minute, from the DJs to the staff, we have similar ideas. Not too similar in that, oh, we're going to hear the same thing all the time. There's a diversity of voices here, but I know that the people here participate in CKW and keep it alive because they believe in accessibility and diversity. It's a place where, I don't know, where we can still feel some closeness and some community despite a culture where a lot of politicians around us seem hellbent on keeping us apart and dismantling all the good work that's been done in the names of diversity and inclusion. I love that a place like this exists. And it doesn't cost a lot to exist, you know? I mean, radio is free to listen to, but when it's good radio and it's radio you want to keep listening to, it's nice knowing, like, hey, I made a donation and I covered, like, that hour of broadcasting. Like, that's a cool feeling. I can't remember the exact breakdown of dollar to dollar, but for $180, that goes a long way, making a pledge like that to CKUW by calling 204-774-6877 right now. You can talk to Ted on the phones and give him your hoodie size. And maybe pick up a Fun Drive card, a friend's card as well. Now, that hoodie, just imagine zipping that up and being like, oh, I worked hard for this money that I donated, and I put it into a place that I believed in, like CKW. And you can feel that fuzzy good feeling, not just from the fleece of the hoodie itself, but the intention behind it. Call right now. And, we'll hook you up with that hoodie. Pickup time is going to be end of March. At Into the Music, that's in the Exchange District. But before we get there, we need that donation to be made in the first place. So call us right now, 204-774-6877, or visit us at ckuw.ca/donate and make that donation. Put that hoodie on and let's go. Let's look good. Let's feel warm in this cold season together. And remember that winter is only so long, and we will survive because of beautiful institutions like CKW keeping us warm. Now, I was talking over some Feist in the background. Kind of wanted to talk about her musical history and the sense of community that's woven through it. But I think I'm going to save that for after this next song by an artist I really love. She's from England, but she lives in New York right now. Her name's Fenna Lily. She put out a record in 2023 called Big Picture. And some real tender music on there. And we're getting a little soft, but it's a good time to feel soft in the world because there's a lot of hard things out there. And let's feel soft together. And feel even softer and sweeter if you call 204-774-6877. And we heard that phone ring right now. But anyway, let's listen to Fenna Lily and what she's got to say. We'll be right back. Thinking all these times endless.
I'm alright.
Beautiful songs. That was Fena Lily with Red Deer Day. And I don't know if she's ever played in Red Deer, Alberta, but I doubt that song's about that. I think it might actually have been about doing acid in the woods. I'll let the song speak for itself. I'm going to play some Flea Foxes underneath us right now while I talk to you a little more about Fun Drive. This is Maestranza and then a song called Young Man's Game off of Shore. And just ruminating on something recently about how much online we're exposed to content created by AI, and sometimes how it's getting harder and harder to tell what's real and what's not. You know, watching videos being like, is that person actually able to stretch their back that way, or did that truck really crash that way? I don't know. There's an unreliability of content sometimes you run into. You're like, is this AI? Is this filmed? What is this? One thing I love about music is that I try and focus on playing songs in my show, or if I listen to this, I'd be like, AI could never do this. There's no chance. And I mean, not to just like poo-poo everything to do with AI, because there's maybe ways it could be applied to make our lives easier. But one thing I love about CKW is that we can guarantee the content you're hearing has not been delivered to you with the assistance of AI. This program, everything I'm saying, it's unscripted. I have some notes, at least, to keep me on track, because I am a wandering mind at times. But this comes from the heart. A lot of what I'm saying today, all of it, actually, it comes from a deep place in my heart after having been a volunteer here at the station for over 9.5 years now. It's the 10th time on Fun Drive. And, yeah, AI could never. And I love that CKW can exist in that form where we can guarantee you, by donating and keeping a station like this alive, you're believing in something that has real people on the other end. You know, like there are folks like me every day putting together playlists or playing records or talking about sports or giving us the news like Democracy Now! And it's coming to you from an honest, genuine, and tangible place that has not been conjured up with any sort of digital assistance like AI. And I love that about this place, and I appreciate that you, through your donations, keep us in a position where we can keep doing that without advertising, without having to have robot DJs playing some specific playlist of hits that you've heard time and time again, as if certain artists only ever put out 2 songs in their whole damn career. I don't know. I grew tired of a type of radio like that at a very young age, and I'm so glad I discovered CKW and got involved. It's a place with open doors, literally open doors. Our studio normally has a metal door that we've actually just taken off its hinges to open up the booth, the studio itself, to a much more open environment, at least for the next 12 days, for those 2 weeks of Fun Drive. And I think that speaks to our feelings in general. We are opening our hearts and our doors, and specifically our bank accounts, to your donations, so you can keep a place, a beautiful place like this alive. Now, I don't know if you've ever stepped foot in CKW. The walls are littered with posters, stickers, notes and whatnot from past artists and films and creators of art that it's stunning to look at. You know, there's a depth to it that I'll never get tired of. And there's things every time I come in the station, I feel like I notice something new. And not just as an interesting sort of art collection, but as a testimony to how many people have passed through this place and taken part and participated in community radio. It's an incredibly open and welcoming environment. It's such a rare thing in this world, dominated by fast-paced digital, like smooth, slick corporate baloney out there. And I don't know. It's a charming gem, and I appreciate that you are listening to this station because you believe in a place that can have walls like this and hearts like this. And yeah, just acknowledging everything that's gone on here and deserves to keep going on. It's one thing to participate in the past and acknowledge it and look at it and be like, that was fun, and the present is interesting, but it's unsure. And I want to be able to be a part of a thing that guarantees that other people can step in and do what I'm doing, or do it better, do it differently. Really, the only way we could do that is with your donations. So please call right now, 204-774-6877. Sunday night radio can be a little bit of a lonely place at times. Usually it's just myself for the last year, just flying solo, talking into a microphone, being like, hey, I know there's people out there listening, but I wonder who's listening. And sometimes my friends or family will tell me. Sometimes people I don't know that well will reach out and say, hey, I like your show. Can you play my song? And those moments are so touching. They feel so good to be like, oh, I've connected through that barrier, that sort of unseen thing where there's no fourth wall for me to break through. It's just putting out my thoughts about music and my little picks of songs for you and hoping it's well received. And I know it's been well received in the past, and we've had, for the last 9 years, we've always met our goal on this particular program, and most years the station itself has come close to reaching our $60,000 goal, if not gone past. But it's never a sure thing, and there's no time like the present to call and ensure that we can reach those goals and we can keep existing as this beautiful place that we are. So please, Ted's ready. He's got the phone right in front of him. It's 204-774-6877 is the number. Let's hear the phones ring one more time before 10 o'clock hits and we switch over to Island Vibes. Before we do that, though, I'm going to play some little more music for you. This is a song by Francis Quinlan called Rare Thing. He's an incredible songwriter. I'm going to back it up just so you actually hear all the words, because she has this very unique delivery. It's, if you've ever heard of Hop Along, or Painted Shut, anything they put out, this is her solo stuff. I just love being able to share music by very unique artists like this, and much more. So thank you for staying tuned to this program. Thank you for always tuning into CKW. And yeah, let's get those phones ringing so we can hear more music like Francis Quinlan right here in CKW. So 204-774-6877. That's the number. This is the song. Please enjoy as we slowly finish up this F episode of the Gashcom Tinies. Stay tuned.
My love, in the dream, you were already speaking. Too shocked to make any one of my tired speeches listen. That's a rare thing for me. Sunlight touches on the plants that I've been torturing. Yet when I come over, I love that quick delivery. You make me happy.
CKW, You Make Me Happy. And that song was called Rare Thing by Francis Quinlan. A place like this is a rare thing. It's a beautiful thing. And it's not a guaranteed thing. The only way we can stay alive is with your donations. So please call today. Call right now. 204-774-6877. We've got about 3.5 minutes left on this particular program before we switch into Island Vibes, which is a radio program that's been around as long as CKW has been on the FM band. That's right. DJ Vibesman has been on the air since CKW hit the FM band in 1999, which is mighty impressive. So please stay tuned for that. It's one of the best ways to kick off your week, I would say. Whether you listen to it in bed, on your drive home, or whatever you're doing, it's a great way to spend the rest of your Sunday night. Now, I'll see you next... Well, you'll hear me next Sunday with another Fun Drive episode. We'll be moving on to letter G. I don't quite have everything planned out yet, of course, because things can change. But I am going to put out a bit of an incentive, a personal incentive for the show. If you donate between now and next Sunday, reach out to me. My name's Daniel Guzin. and if you're listening, maybe I know you already. Maybe you don't. But you can find me online. We'll get in touch in a way, and I'd love to play a request of yours. So if you have any G artists you want to hear on the show, or maybe a future show that's not a G episode, if you've got requests, I'm granting requests to anybody who donates at least $35 to CKW in the name of the Gash the Crumb Tinies. So a little bit of a caveat there, but post more details online, at least on my social media, and we'll follow up with a little more explanation there. But yeah, running out of time here. Still would love to hear the phone ring. Still got 2 minutes. It's almost 10 p.m. Really nice to hear. 204-774-6877. Light up those lines. I know it's a bit of a funky time because if you're listening, it's because you're... Well, if you're listening, it's online. Our FM station connection is down. But I'm sure it'll be up and running tomorrow. Please, Bill, help us out. Help a brother out. Anyways, this is Fragments by Frankie Cosmos. Going to close out the show with a little... fantastic indie. And then we'll move right into Island Vibes. So have a great week ahead. Stay warm. And stay tuned to CKW for all the other exciting things that will be happening on all of our wonderful variety of programs here in this college station. So stay tuned. CKW. Love you. Take care. Have a good week. Donate. In the phone.